You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
Certainly, we all need to be prepared that we may not be here. Satan was about to be 50-something years old, so I didn't see that. But who knows the number of their days on earth?
Our
message for this conference and for our church as a whole for the entire year is the faith of the Lord Jesus and love for all the saints. For the past 8-9 months, our message has been revolving around this particular
issue.
Faith in the Lord Jesus speaks of the spiritual relationship or relationship with God. And the love for all the saints talks about horizontal relationship and the world around us. It's a wonderful cross.
And
it's the manifestation of the great commandment for all of us. The Lord teaches us that all the conclusions of the scripture is the sum and the great commandment. And that we will love the Lord our God with all of our strength, soul, and mind. And that we love one another. And there's this vertical and horizontal relationship. And after these months of messages, and our summer retreat, again, we're coming to this particular thing. It's a great challenge for me. And I read a report just recently that in the United States there's a very big denomination. And every 18 months, their pastor actually has to move around within that denomination. Because they ran out of things to really preach and to say, and after 18 months, they got to go somewhere else. We spent the past 8 months on this one particular thing. But again, coming to this issue was a great challenge for me. And all the issues that I've been attending and to various churches, I've been talking about different topics. But as I was praying for this particular thing, I began to pray with Sister Nancy and the scripture, particularly from the book of Philippians, came to me. Because the Church of Philippi is a church that pleases Paul the most. A person who loves the Lord, it's easy for us to like that person. But for the church as an entire, as a whole, to love the Lord and to comfort Paul in such a way, it's not easy. And you find one individual who has a faith with the Lord Jesus and love for the saints around him, maybe it's not a hard thing to find. But if you find an entire congregation that their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ is sound and the love for each other is solid, it's not an easy thing. Having this three-legged race, is it easier or harder than running with a person who's running by himself? Every time I think about this example, I think about masses, and I think about 现在还是记录保持
在世间， 前与你们众人同住，使你们在所信的道上又长进又喜乐，叫你们在基督里的欢乐，因我再到你们那里去，就越发加增。只要你们行事为人与基督的福音相称，叫我或来见你们，或不在你们那里，可以尽见你们的情况，知道你们同有一个心志，站立得稳，为所信的福音齐心努力，凡事不怕敌人的讥笑，这是证明他们成人，你们得救都是出于神。因为你们蒙恩，不但得以信服基督，并要为他受苦，你们的征战就与你们在我身上从前所看见现在所听见的一样。好，那我们请再读第二章十二节到十八节。
Chapter 2 verse 12 to verse 18。
好，这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄，你们既是常顺服的，不但我在你们那里，就是如今我不在你们那里，就当恐惧战惊，做成你们得救的功夫。因为你们立志行事，都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。凡所行的都不要发怨言起争论，使你们无可指责，诚实无为。在这弯曲悖谬的时代，做神瞎耻的本领，你们写在这世代中，好像明光照耀，将生命的道表明出来，叫我在基督的日子，好夸我没有空跑，也没有徒劳。我以你们的信心为贡献的祭物，我若被交奠在其上，也是喜乐，并且与你们众人一同喜乐。你们也要照样喜乐，并且与我一同喜乐。好，我们最后再读一段就好了。我们请读第三章
Chapter 3
第七节
Verse 7
到第八节
Verse 8。
只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因为我已认识我主耶稣基督为至宝。我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。好，我们的圣经就先读到这儿。
That would be our reading for today.
今天晚上我们讲信心。
Tonight we want to talk about faith.
我们特别也讲腓立比教会的信心。
We want to particularly look at the faith of the Church of Philippi.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道信心是整个救恩跟我们这个人蒙福的根基。
And we know that faith is the foundation concerning all of us who are saved.
若不是信心，我们今天不可能得救。
Unless it is by faith, none of us would be saved.
当然，我们是因为神在他儿子里面做成的救赎，这是第一个根基啊。
Of course, it's the work of salvation that God has accomplished in His Son. That's very fundamental.
但是我们是借着信心来支取它。
But it is by faith that we receive it.
对，没有信心，我们这个人不可能在主的面前成为一个得救的人。
So without faith, it is impossible for one that is saved before God.
希伯来书十一章第六节告诉我们什么？
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, what does that tell us?
他说人非有信怎么样？不能得神的喜悦。
Without faith, man cannot please God.
因为到神面前来的人必须信有神。
Because he who comes before God must believe that he is.
而且且信他要赏赐那寻求他的人。
That he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
光光从这一节圣经里面。
And from this verse alone,
我们看见信心带领我们三件重要的事情。
We see that faith brings three important things to us.
没有信心，你不可能讨神喜欢的。
Without faith, it is impossible to please God.
这信心是我们讨神喜悦的秘诀。
So to please God, faith is the secret.
你如果对神没有信心，你不可能讨神喜欢。
You have no faith towards him, you cannot please him.
而第二件事情
，Secondly，
他说人非有信不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，或者翻译作必须信神在，或者神是。
And all those who believe in God, when he come before God, he must believe that he is.
第二件事情
，Secondly，
信心
，faith。
让我们进入神的同在。
Enable us to come into the presence of God.
刚才我们唱的首诗，最后一首是什么？
We sang the song, the very last hymn that we sung. Remember the lyrics?
与主同行，真荣耀无比。
His glory just to walk with Him.
就是那个 melody 真的很好。
The melody is wonderful.
然后我们的 worship team 也弹得好，也唱得好。
Our worship team they sung very well. They played their instruments very well.
但是就是那跟我们真正在信心里面进到跟神同行，那是更好了。
Not as good as us entering into the presence of God by faith, walking with God.
如果刚刚在唱一首诗歌的时候
，We were singing the song.
我们的信心达到了一个高度，真正跟神同行了。
And our faith really rose to the point where we're walking with Him.
就是说，我们今天开车所有的疲倦，那个埋怨、塞车的情形，通通都掉了。
And all of your frustrations, all of your fatigue about the way.About your coming up here, the traffic, all this will be longer. Because you met God. Because you're in the presence of God. The second most important thing of faith is it leads us into the presence of God. This is a huge thing. But this is a lot of time on these fundamental things we neglect them because we think that we're so familiar. So we have not truly received it. We have not truly entered in. According to what we ought to know, we still do not know. We say that it's glorious to walk with Him. And we sing Emmanuel. A lot of times middle of this emotion, of this feeling.
但是信心不靠感觉的。
But faith is not by feeling.
我信心是神这么说，我就这么相信。
Faith is what He said, and I will believe.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，信心第二件大的果效是把我们带进神的同在。
And again, faith brings us into the presence of God.
让神的同在真实。
That the presence of God is very real.
把这个同在一真实的时候。
When this presence is very real,
不管你我的遭遇环境是什么。
It doesn't matter what you and I go through.
我们能够站得住。
We are able.That's the reason why the church of Philippi, they're not afraid of the terror of enemies. Because faith enabled them to stand. Brothers and sisters, when I went to the church of Austin, Brother Ben was telling me along the way. He says, in the city of Austin, many, many churches have suffered a lot of events. And there was a particular fellowship in Austin. They're not foreigners, we're really the foreigners. There was a particular fellowship.
The city of Austin.那天早上，他爸爸去钓鱼淹死了。下午，他的儿子开车撞死了。
And the senior pastor of that fellowship, his father went fishing that morning. He drowned, and that afternoon, his son got in a car accident and died.
一天里面发生两个悲剧。
Within one day, these two tragedies happened.
在奥斯汀被吓个，整个奥斯汀教宗教会被吓到了。
And the churches in Austin, they were all shocked.The enemy comes and brings us harm. To terrify us that we may be thrown into confusion and lost. But Daniel already told us. Only those who know the Lord, the people of the Lord, they're able to stand. In this lifetime, we'll face many difficulties.
And
the harm of an adversary. It may just be trials and things that we don't want to go through. Dear brothers and sisters, faith brings us into the presence of God. And because of the presence of God, we have no fear. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 tells us one of the third thing. Not only do they trust that God is. Or that He is there, He is.
I am who I am.
As He has declared Himself to be the I am who I am. All of our needs are satisfied in Him.
你需要忍耐，它不是忍耐，
you need to have patience or endurance. He is not.
你需要喜乐，它就是喜乐。
You need joy. He is joy.
你需要智慧，它是我们的智慧。
You need wisdom. He is our wisdom.
你需要平安，它就是我们过不去的平安。
You need peace. He is that peace that cannot be taken away.
希伯来书十六第一章六节说。
And again, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, that he blessed all those who diligently seek him. In this one particular verse, and we know that faith is the secret of obtaining blessings in the Lord. And faith brings us to the presence of God. And faith allows us to open the window of heaven. That all the promises and all the blessings of God may be actualized in us. There's so many promises in the Word of God on the things that we have not yet experienced. And we can only read, we can admire it. But we're supposed to use faith and receive it and take it in.
你们亲近神，神怎么样？就必亲近你们。
James 4 chapter 8, draw near to the Lord, he will draw near to us.
就是被这些圣经过去二十多年给我的祝福是没有办法用话去形容。
These past few years, this particular verse, the way God has blessed us cannot be described by words.
我们现在感觉神的同在。
And we don't even go feel for God's presence. But many gospel friends would say, but the Lord allowed me to feel Him, then I will believe Him. And a lot of Christians would say, how come I don't feel this electricity running through my heart? And some Christians, I see people being filled by the Spirit of the Lord. They're shaking, they're moving, and how come I'm just
stuck?
How come that person is speaking in tongues? And that person is being filled by the Holy Spirit. I don't have any. But since our focus is all on the outward things, by faith, enter in. What did God say? And by faith, I'll just simply believe it. I don't care how downcast and how much doubt is within me. It doesn't matter how bad my days has been and how tragic my life is right now. But whatever God said, I will believe. I will draw near to Him. And he will draw near to me. His words also tell us that it's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. I live such a terrible life as a Christian, but we will reject that and believe the Word of God. And by faith we live each day. But since again, when we say faith unto the Lord Jesus, without faith, where do you follow? Only when there is an active, a lively faith will make all things a reality. The true faith will cause us to honor Him and to obey Him. A few days ago, we went to a pastor to a son, Ian's funeral service. And people were remembering Ian and speaking of him. And some people said, how do we know Ian was a person who had faith towards the Lord? And the very first evidence is that he was willing to obey. And if you really believe him or trust him, you will obey. We do not obey because we don't trust him. We're lukewarm in our Christian walk because we do not really believe him. A true and a simple faith will cause us to really obey in a very absolute way. 真实的信心一定会让我们这个人变得非常的积极。And similarly, a true faith will cause us to be very positive and active towards the Lord.
会让我们在主的面前坚定的追求长进。
But in diligence, we will see growth.Because God's promises to me is so immense.
And
this entire life has run my heart out. I cannot lay hold of all
of it.
So Paul says, I do not count myself as having already obtained it. But I press on. That I may lay hold of the things that Christ wants me to lay hold of. So dear brothers and sisters,I pray that this evening we're not just talking about faith. And just very, very quickly, we touched upon five very important things. We'll review. Faith is the one thing that delights the Lord, that pleases the Lord. Faith will bring us to the true reality of His presence. Faith opens up the window of heaven that we may receive all of His blessings and His promises. Faith causes us to honor Him and to obey Him.
信心让我们这个人变得非常的积极，我们不停的追求长进。
Faith causes us to be very active and positive, and we will see growth at all times.
也就是每当保罗讲到腓立比教会的时候
，Brothers and sisters, again, when Paul talks about the church of Philippi,
我把你们的信心当做贡献的祭物
，and I treat your faith as an offering.An offering is something that is unto the Lord.
It is
bold, it is precious.
I wish I would to make this story, to make this story, to make this story, to
make this story, to make this story, to make this story, to make this story, to make this story, to make this story, to make this story, to make this story, to make this story, to make this story, to make this story, to make this story, to make this story, to make this story, to make
this story, to make this story, to make this story, to make this story, to make this story, to make this
story, to make this story, to make this story, to make this story, to make this story, to makeYou bring the very best to
him. 保罗要为腓立比教会到神面前去的时候，他是拿腓立比教会的信心拿去当做贡献的。
And Paul would go and take the faith of the church of Philippi, and he would take it as an offering unto the Lord.
因为腓立比的教会是有充满信心的教会。
Because this church is a church full of faith.
他们在征战中建立的这个教会。
In the midst of trials and difficulties, they established a strong church.
保罗在腓立比就被关在监牢里面，对不对？
Paul in Philippi was.Locked, I was imprisoned.
然后他被打，被上了木狗，下在这个内监啊，内监是最里面的监狱。
He was whipped and he was locked up, chained, and he was put into the dungeon.
啊，我应该放那个 slide 给你们，我先照过他那个内监的照片。
And I actually had a chance to take a picture of what that dungeon actually looked like.
啊，我到菲律宾去看的时候，他们就告诉我，这是当初的四级，这是可能的这个内监啊。
And when we went through Philippi, the guy actually took us to the spot and said, this may very likely be the exact location. So you guys study hard, and maybe next year we'll particularly those of you who are not very good, we'll lock you there for a little bit. They can lock Paul up.
但是保罗这个人不能被关
的，不过天哪边，
他跟希拉半夜祷告、唱诗、赞美神。
Silas and him were praying, singing, praising God.
就是要我在那边，我祷告可能会，我说主啊，why this?
For me being there, maybe I could pray. And I said, Lord, why this?
啊，我的诗歌可能都是十字架的道路要牺牲啊，可能这些诗歌。
I'm just singing the way of the cross, the way of the cross is suffering.I can sing those songs. Paul was praying, singing, and praising God. The earth trembled. So even the gates of Hades was shaken. All the chains fell off. This is faith. People cannot hold him down. He cannot be locked up.
所以腓立比书第一章保罗写腓立比书是在监狱，是做监狱的时候写的。
So when Paul wrote the book of the Philippians, he wrote it while he was in prison.
他在罗马被软禁的时候写的。
And he was actually held in prison while he was in Rome.
所以他在这里说，他说我所遭遇的事情更是造福音兴旺。
He said the things that I've suffered has caused the gospel to be prospered.
So did it back to the gospel with the there?
Not only does everyone know that it's for the sake of the gospel, but when Paul was
But
he says the brethren, because of my chains, they became even more bold to speak of the gospel of Christ. But just like the fire, the more you try to put it out, the more it burns. The tighter they tie those chains, the farther the gospel went.
We thank you for your listening and hope you can pray for Living in Jesus Ministries. If you are willing to support us with money, please click donation on the homepage and sow the seeds of the gospel with us to glorify God.